Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Tone, good morning. Audio courtesy of TNT. Hello.
TNT, they got nationally televised bowl game between perspective, you know, first round matchup or second round matchup, I should say, against Indiana.
It's odd because we got to keep everybody up to date on this. Yeah, well, we got to keep everybody up to date on this because I go, gosh, the Pacers could catch the Knicks. There's maybe drama here. Now, if the Knicks win tonight against the Cavs, is that it? The Knicks get the 3 seed? Okay. So, I mean, if the Cavs beat the Knicks, then it's up for grabs because the Pacers have to win out here over the rest of the week, or weekend, I should say. And then that would put the Pacers maybe at the 3, the Knicks at the 4, and then possibly, as you said, a second-round matchup, Knicks or Pacers in the second round. Boy, the Knicks, that would be... That would be an interesting one. That would be both teams are good. Both teams I give credit to. But obviously, with the history with the Knicks, that would be a little bit of fun. We get our buddy Jerry Ferrara in here. Well, then have some fun with that.
And
that
the
might
Knicks,
be cool.
The Knicks are weird to forecast because they just really haven't been their full team all year. And they've been just waiting. They're like, we'll turn it on come playoff time.
Yes.
But we don't know. I mean, because Brunson's been injured, and obviously Mitchell Robinson has been injured. And they've just had weird pockets of the season where... They haven't, like, the Cavs have actually been as healthy as any team in the league, any of the good teams, I should say.
Go ahead.
So is tonight a must lose?
No, I don't think so.
Because if you win and the Pacers win, then it comes down to you play the Pacers on Sunday, and if the Pacers win and the Knicks lose again, the Pacers get the 3 seed, and then you play the Knicks in the second round.
Yeah, I don't think.
Instead of the Knicks playing the Celtics in the second round.
I don't think there's any real, like last year we saw what they did the last game of the year and they got crushed by their local fans. People here in Cleveland were so mad. And I was mad.
I remember being mad.
I was mad.
I didn't understand what the big deal was. That was obviously an organizational move. That wasn't like a JB Bickerstaff thing. And, you know, I don't think anybody even really cares about it today, but
I was mad then. I don't care now.
Yeah. Because they're a different team this year, even though they're the same team, but They're differently coached.
Yeah.
But people were so down on them picking their opponent last year the way they did and going out the way they did that I didn't necessarily understand it at the time. And I was like, guys, the playoffs are starting. Can we get excited about the playoffs?
I think because we were getting so mad at JB, and rightfully so or not rightfully so, you know, that's a long time ago. That was a year ago. But we were getting so mad, I felt like, if they would have lost to Orlando in that 7-game series, it almost felt like the fans and myself was like, you get what you deserve. Like, you've picked this opponent, now they're giving you fits, and if you lose this, you get what you deserve. And I think that there was something in there where you wanted them to win, but at the same time, if they would have lost, you would have been able to rub their nose in it. And then they went and they lost to Boston in the second round, which was what a lot of people thought was going to happen. It ended up being a fine enough season. They moved on from JB, and everybody's happy now. But I think that this year... I'm just focused on everybody staying healthy. You want to play Tristan Thompson 48 minutes, you go right on ahead and play Tristan Thompson 48 minutes. You want to get thrown out over Tristan Thompson, you go right on ahead and get thrown out over Tristan Thompson. What did you think of that yesterday? High drama.
I assumed after the way that looked and that particular play and his particular outrage, I almost wonder if somebody bet him before the game, like, you're not going to get thrown out today, are you? Oh, yeah, not going to get thrown out. I bet you won't. No, you'll see. I'll get thrown out. And then he got thrown out because that looked like the most premeditated, I'm going to pick a point in this game and get thrown out that I have ever seen.
Okay, did it kind of resemble like Gene Hackman and Hoosiers?
Yeah, that's exactly
throw
right.
Throw me out of here. I'm going to kick and scream.
Let me do this.
Okay. Yeah. Reckless speculation.
I didn't think it looked premeditated to me.
There was no reason on that play to get ejected from the game.
What was there a lead up to it?
The fact that Tristan was one of the few guys even in the game, I think maybe Indiana fans even had any idea who that was. It just seemed, we've seen Kenny Atkinson all year. We've seen 1,000 times worse calls than that one. And the fact that it was him, and he was the veteran, and it almost was like, ah, I don't really want to have him, you know, in the fourth quarter. Tristan might have told him to, like, come on.
That's incredible.
This was just, if you read Chris Fedor even
go ahead and read Chris.
Fedor even said in this, he refers to Atkinson as a mad genius. The quirky mad genius, like,
great. I can't say anymore. I'm gonna end up in a meeting after the show, so I can't say anything more.
Then everything he does, he says Atkinson is a quirky mad scientist. Oh, everything he does has a purpose.
I know a lot of scientists that go into the lab and go, I'm gonna get thrown out of this lab today.
Well, just especially game 80.
Well, I'm sorry, we
haven't seen that from him all year. He's gonna pick it to be that game as opposed to,
yeah,
you know, a game against the Boston Celtics.
So you think this was by design? I think he's legitimately mad.
No, I think it's. I think he got himself legitimately mad because he knew the assignment.
What was he, just to prove that you back up your guys?
No, I don't know the reason. Like, I can't tell you the reason. It almost seems like something that was set up before the game. Because I just can't imagine him.
So Tristan's going to get
games, of all the guys, of all the situations.
I don't
they
agree.
They have had so many bigger games than that one.
I don't he agree.
So you don't think it is any coincidence whatsoever?
Do you think it's the biggest coincidence ever? I think he's using an opportunity. Like, I'm not saying he didn't get thrown out. Like, he didn't find the opportunity to get thrown out on purpose here. This is in the game. I don't think he planned before the game to get thrown out over Tristan Thompson. That's what you're saying. I don't think that.
So we had 79 games that mattered, and then yesterday the game where they said, this game clearly doesn't matter, and he just, he gets ejected.
But he made it matter. He made it matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why did he choose that? Why did he make that?
Because he wants to show everybody that he's going to defend all 15 players on the roster, including Tristan Thompson, who is a human victory cigar at this point in his career, but he's playing the entire game, and he's thinking, they're thinking, damn it, they fouled my guy. I didn't get the call. Maybe he's been getting fouled the entire game. I'm going to defend this guy. He's a veteran. He's a champion.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think before the game.
But I think he did it before the game.
I think he made up his mind that this was going to be a game he was going to do it because Darius Garland has had moments. Like, why wouldn't he stick up for Darius Garland? Like, he's had moments and in much bigger games.
He's been thrown out of the game once already this year, right? He got teed up.
He hasn't been teed up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. Yeah, but that was by far the most emotion he has shown
all year.
Well,
clearly, yes. But they need him during those games with Darius Garland. Do they need him now?
I think the minute he got in the tunnel, he was laughing with his buddies.
Like, 216.
Did you see that? He's texting his buddies.
I disagree.
Did you guys see
you.
It? I did it. I told you I was going to do it, and I did it.
216-474-0092. Did Kenny do this premeditated? Was this something he planned on before they hit the floor last night? I don't think so. We have Kenny Atkinson. I didn't write it down in the chat. Give me Atkinson 03 when you get a chance over here about why it went down. Here's Kenny on the ejection here.
I don't regret that one. It's Tristan Thompson. He's 14 years in the league. And quite honestly, if it was anybody, right? But to get pushed in the back, a blatant foul like that, there was enough scrum, so it wasn't like the refs were... Listen, these refs doing a phenomenal job, right? And they missed calls, but I felt like that was a moment you have to stand up for your guys and to stand up for Tristan. So I'll take that one every day of the week.
This is some pretty passionate act. I mean, he's cussing these guys out. He is full on. Like, you can see him. I saw him mouth BS. Let's go back to the videotape. Yeah, he is full-fledged letting him have. Look, he's running right up to the ref there on the sideline. You don't believe any of this.
No.
You think this is all premeditated.
Yes.
This is unbelievable by you.
And it's just, again,
you can't believe a man could get lost in his emotions over a veteran.
I think you can once you get drummed up and you decide. Like, the Pacers are, like, making fun of Tristan. They're like, what just happened? Go watch the replay. It is hilarious of all the fouls that have been so much worse than that.
How old is Kenny Atkinson?
Is old he enough to know better?
Wait a minute here. Him getting removed, he's 57. Honestly, he looks like you being removed from my son's graduation party. In 15 years, you look like this is you getting removed from Jonah's graduation party, yelling at people. He looks exactly like you in 15 years. You're 43, right? This is you. You both got good hair. His is a little bit better than yours, if I can be honest with you. I'm sorry. I give him a little bit more credit than that. Maybe I'm...
No,
Owen?
That's the thing. I am giving him credit. I'm giving him credit because this had to be hilarious to everybody around the catch yesterday.
It seems like a schoolyard fight where he's going, hey, you're going to have to hold me back on this one.
Oh, yeah, watch. Go ahead and watch me.
Yeah.
I can't believe... Okay. Whatever. I totally disagree.
Ty Jerome looks like Kenny. What are you doing?
Like, I wonder. I wonder too. If it was before. Right. That's why. I wonder if it was like at some point in the season. Like, you know, coach, you haven't been ejected yet. Oh, okay. How many games do I have left?
Do you have to get ejected every season?
You
have to meet a quota.
These guys over the course of a long season, because every coach gets ejected at some point. Even the most mild mannered of coaches get ejected at some point. That looked like, oh yeah, I haven't been ejected yet. Like someone might have told him at some point. Maybe it was during the game. They're like, hey, you know you haven't got ejected
Someone's
yet.
Someone's goaded okay. him and, hey, they think you're, those refs think you're soft.
Yeah, right. You're going to let him get away with that?
I got to tell you, I'm surprised. I thought that I don't think that this is – I don't think you can premeditate something with Tristan Thompson for all people. So maybe he gets – if he gets a free lane and someone puts a finger on him out of nowhere, I don't think that this is the case. I think that he felt that he was bullied – or not bullied, but – he was hacked the entire game, didn't get his fouls. This is a legitimate basketball game. I do think he found an opportunity if he's going to get worked up. Maybe he was watching a little bit closer to prove. But, what you're saying is, you're smiling at me like I'm the biggest idiot who ever lived. Like I'm believing all the things that have ever happened that are fake or real.
Spot where Tristan made the shot.
But
Tristan's laughing. That's the thing. And TJ McConnell, TJ McConnell and him are joking at, because this game was such a, I mean, the fact that it was a close game for the Pacers is kind of embarrassing at home with the Cavs having none of their starters basically in the game.
But if your players aren't going to get anything out of it and they're just going to think you're a goofball, why do it? Why do it? If you're not going to get any respect out of your players for doing it, what was the point of doing it? That's why I disagree with you. Like, if they just think it's a goofy gag like you do, then what was the point of doing all this?
Kenny, it's a long...
They're supposed to know this better than you are.
It is a long NBA season.
All right.
And the Cavs look like they are just about ready for the playoffs. And Kenny Atkinson's like, yep, this is the time. This is the time. Haven't done it all year. Now's the time.
All right. I guess you're just Red Auerbach and I don't know basketball. That's okay. That's fine.
I don't think you need to get mad about it. It's just a disagreement.
Are you now claiming that not only are you the football guy, you're the basketball guy too?
Because
Anthony's been the basketball guy.
I didn't say, but I don't, you know, when he says silly things about football, I don't belittle him. I don't talk down to him. Should I start doing that? Rubbing his nose into it?
I think it's late in the show season. I think it's time for you to
It's
take
early.
One.
It's April. We haven't even gotten to the Browns season yet. Oh, no.
People are going to think this is premeditated, and Ken's going to walk out of the studio.
Some people think we have scripts.
No, he'd never do that.
I've done that before, but that wasn't premeditated. There are some people who think we have scripts for crying out loud, which is ridiculous. But either way, I wanted to give him credit. I guess I don't have to give him credit. So the writer from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, who I have a gag order on and I'm not allowed to mention, then maybe he is... He's he right or is he wrong? Is it because if he's a mad genius, quote unquote, well, then if the players aren't taking it seriously and you aren't taking it seriously, then what's the point of doing it? Maybe he's not a mad genius for it. You want him to take it seriously, fine. But we are watching the postseason anyway and seeing what they can do, because actually now there's something to, I don't know if it's to play for or not play for, but there's something to watch. Now at the end of the year, because they'll play tonight, and you will have a bunch of people. Will Ty Jerome start again?
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah,
I imagine so.
Okay.
Or you know what?
They're
trying to
run this group back.
No,
right?
I was trying to figure out because
you don't.
You're not just sitting everybody for the final two games, are they? I mean, they obviously.
And we saw Jalen Tyson and Javonte Green on the last rotation.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, now DeAndre Hunter started
that
yesterday.
Was special.
So
yeah.
maybe DeAndre Hunter gets
Hunter
the game off.
Hunter and Okoro played the bulk of the minutes.
Yeah.
I want to make my son sit down and watch this game tonight against the Knicks and watch Javonte Green and Tristan Thompson and all those. And I go, this is what it was like right after LeBron left the first time. Do you see? I want you to see what this is, what this was every night. This was Samardo Samuels in my day, son. I want you to appreciate what you're watching right now, because this was every night.
Ramon Sessions.
Oh, man, Ramon Sessions. Saw him play in college. Keith Dambrot loved him.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.